This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
Good morning. You are listening to 999 AM, Manawatu People's Radio. Today, o irirangi ona tangata o Manawatu, here with a community interview. And this morning, I am joined by Morgan and Jada from the Comedy Hub. And coming up on September 28th, they have Sing It Wrong at the Globe Theatre. So tell us a little bit about it. Who wants to go first?
Sure. Sing It Wrong is a show which has a bunch of comics, and they're going to come on and they're going to do some comedy, and then they're going to sing a parody song. They're going to pick their favorite song, and then they're going to switch up the lyrics. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, awesome. And this isn't the first time this has happened in Palmy, is it?
It sure isn't. I believe it's the fourth or fifth time in Palmy. Before that, it was kind of a semi-regular show in Wellington. Fantastic. Katie Boyle and Jules Burgess has started it down there. They brought it up here, and then eventually it just kind of caught on here. And Jules retired, and Katie went to the UK. And so they said, like, hey, you just keep it going. So it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. And got to give a shout out to the crew at the Globe, because, you know, love
them. Absolutely. Globe are fantastic.
Yeah. Where did the inspiration come from to bring it to Palmy?
Oh, man. You're asking the wrong people on that one. Man, I got to call Katie. What time is it over there? like 7 a.m.? No, but there's 7 a.m. here. Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's like 8 p.m. over in the UK right
now.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's one of those things that I think a lot of us kind of do it in life anyway, right? It's, you know, you just make up some nonsense kind of words to a song you like. Like, if you're a big fan of Weird Al Yankovic, or if you're like Jada and only found out he's a real guy after seeing the movie about him, then it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't consider that I can sing. People keep telling me I can. I still don't believe them. But it hasn't stopped me doing some musical comedy these days, taking on Pearl Jam and Elton John and Foo Fighters and Green Day. Yeah, it's stuff that I feel like could be within my range. But throughout the show, we've got people doing all sorts, from Depeche Mode to the Rednecks. It's all over the map.
Okay. I was going to ask about track listings, but I think it's more fun just knowing artists in general and not knowing specific songs. So, I mean, you've already given us a taste of what people can expect. So,
yeah, and I think based on what I know of what the acts are doing, you can definitely expect like big hits. Like, people are definitely knowing, like, doing songs that you'll already know. It's all part of the good fun of the show.
And do you give out song lyrics like before or after the show so that people can sing them at home?
Well, we're giving our comedians the option to have their parody version of the lyrics up on the screen behind them while they're performing. So if they want the audience to join in on their song, then there'll be lyrics up on the screen and the audience can join in.
Awesome.
Not a bad idea about program. I wouldn't want to give them that in advance, because a big element of comedy is surprise.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad idea to print some out and for those people who want to take it home.
Yeah,
as they're leaving, just
idea. Yeah.
Awesome. And where can people get tickets for the show?
Over at globetheatre.co.nz, or you can just walk in to the Globe Theatre.
Door sales, yes.
Oh, now, I have to bring this up because it is the bane of my existence as a producer. Please don't wait until day of and just walk up to the door. If you buy in advance, we get so much less stressed. We just had a huge show there last month, like 80-something sales. Half of them were in the last 2 days. It wasn't until hours before the show that I even knew we were going to break even. I was a stressed wreck of a man. I was coming down with a cold and flu. This was not helping. So if you want to, you know, contribute to the health and well-being of your local comedy people, please buy in advance.
I like that Morgan's like, yeah, door sales. And then he's like, actually, don't do door don't sales. Do door we sales. Hate that.
I mean, door sales, great. But, yeah, the Globe are open every day. You can walk in there well in advance.
Or just email them and say, hey, can I just like put a couple of tickets aside? And-
yeah, yeah. If you absolutely won't have the cash in hand until the day of, and that's the only means you have, that's perfectly valid. Please let them know in advance so that they can tick up the little counter. And when I keep mashing refresh on my app, then I can sleep easier that night.
Does anyone get a discount to the show?
Students and seniors, certainly.
Yeah.
You get a whole $5 off. Or if you are so inclined to come along to Sing It Wrong and also Ben Hurley in October and also Crack Up with the Cuzzies in November, you can save 50%. I got to be very clear on that. Let's run that back. 15%.
1-5. 1-5.
Across the whole lot. I would hate to have, misspoken and people are like, oh, 50%. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Book me for everything.
Yeah, I don't want to oversell it. It's still a good discount. It's just not like bankrupting us kind of discount.
Yeah.
So if you're a student or a senior and you're already getting the $5 off and then you get a further 15% off, that's sick.
That's pretty sick.
That's too much math for this hour of the morning. Cool. Any other messages or things you want to pass on to people to entice them into the show?
Well, if you're thinking, oh man, Katie Boyle, who founded this, she's not doing it anymore because she's over in the UK. Well, think again, because we will have in the show a music video brought to you all the way from London, England. It's very exciting. So we not only have live music, we also have music videos.
It's pretty exciting in itself.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that is going down September 28th at the Globe Theatre. Sing It Wrong. Massive thank you to Morgan and Jada.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Got it right in the end there. Cool. and back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.